I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I have not been everywhere, but I've been a few places. Brian Noonan, 720 WGN. I enjoy traveling. In the last couple of years, we've had the opportunity to go overseas a few times, and it's wonderful. But I went with my wife, or I went with a group, or I've gone with friends. While I do enjoy doing a lot of things alone, I have never thought of taking a vacation alone, and my guest, up to a certain point, felt that way too. Randy Schaefer works for the Chicago Tribune. She has a wonderful piece in today's Tribune. Pick it up. It's only, what, $17 for a hard copy of the Sunday Tribune now. You can also read it online if that's the way you do it. Welcome. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you too, of course.
You shocked me when because you came in with a paper. Because I saw your story, it first was online.
Digital first.
Yes, digital first. And now you've brought it in the actual paper. It's in the real paper today. And you said a Sunday Tribune. This is how out of touch I am. $4.
It's the first one I've ever bought. I usually pick them up at work, but I was off today walking past the CVS. I was like, oh, you know, I should buy a copy of my story.
Yes, your story's in there. That's very cool. All right, so now, you haven't always traveled alone, correct?
No, no.
You started out, like most of us, you traveled with friends or family.
Family vacations to Disney, and then just kind of snowballed.
And when did you have the epiphany that, you know what, traveling alone might be better? Was there one trip that would kind of triggered this whole new you?
Yeah, so this is actually the lead of my piece was I went to Berlin for my birthday last year, last October, and it was just a really quick, I found a $300 round-trip flight. Yes, $300 round-trip
flight.
That's
unbelievable.
Right, and it was a budget airline, so I packed my little backpack and I went off for an extended weekend, literally extended weekend, 4 days. I flew there, flew back, got into O'Hare, went straight to work straight to work that morning. But yeah, I was sitting at the airport just kind of thinking, wow, this was so much fun. I don't know if I can like break this news to my family that I can't take them on my trips anymore.
So what happened? What was the last bad trip that made you even consider? Because I don't know if I could do it. If I could just say, you know what? I'm going to Berlin for 4 days.
The first jump is the hardest part. But no, I'd taken earlier last year, I'd taken this massive European trip. It was 10 days, 4 countries with an ex-boyfriend. Turns out he cheated on me the week before I went, and you can probably assume the trip was miserable, and I hated it, and I just felt so bad about myself that I was like, I can't travel, I'm not fun, I'm a stick in the mud, and so I just spontaneously booked that flight to Berlin to prove to myself that I could have fun, and I'm a solo travel convert.
I could see that last longer trip was... Probably, I don't care, even if you were the most fun traveler in the world.
Right, the circumstances leading up to it,
wouldn't have been a good trip. All right, so you buy this ticket to Berlin.
Right.
And did you try to get someone to go with you, or did you say, I'm going on this one by myself, come hell or high water?
Well, so my friends kind of make fun of me, because I'll use the Skyscanner app, and I'll find cheap airfare, and I'm like, I'm going to book it now and figure out the details later. So that's very much what I did. I was like, $300 round trip, I'm going to book it, I'll find a friend, and then it was like, the days went by, and then nobody would come, and I was just like, do I eat the cost of this, or do I just like, go by myself? So... I went by myself.
So, all right. So you've decided to go by yourself.
Right.
How, because for most of us, like you said, the first jump's the hardest. Explain, you know, you're on the plane over there and you're like, boy, Oh my God. And you get off the bus. So how does it unfold?
I was actually surprised at how unstressed I was, because I figured I'd be stressed. Like, I don't speak the language. I don't have a friend to like bounce ideas off of and be like, are we doing this correctly? But then I realized like, there's no one around to judge me. So if I get on the wrong train, literally no one's going to know. And it was so low pressure and low stakes where I was like, my time is mine. There's nobody around to like point and laugh at me. Like nobody even notices me because I'm just such a small presence. And yeah, it was honestly like I was afraid on the entire flight there. But once I got there, I was like, this is actually like so low key and chill.
Does it get... For lack of a better term, does it get kind of lonely? Because part of, in my experience when I travel, part of going to see things is sharing that with the person you're with.
So it does kind of get a little bit lonely in that you'll do some crazy things and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish someone was there to witness this. Yeah. So it's not just like a crazy story like, okay, is Randy lying? But there are other things that
Randy,
make...
are you lying?
I swear I'm not. I'm ethical journalist here.
Okay.
But there are other things that make up for it. So, you know, when I was in Berlin, I got to go to the Memorial to the Murdered Jews of the Holocaust, and I was just openly crying. And it was like, if I had a friend that was there with me, I would have like kind of kept that in because, you know, someone's going to judge you. But I felt like being able to express things for myself fully made up for the fact that I was there by myself and I didn't have someone to talk to on trains or like take photos with.
So, and you go now, especially in a country where you don't speak the language, like Berlin, I would think, oh, it's a comfort to have someone there that at least you can talk to. But is there, there's got to be a benefit to the total immersion to just say, it's sink or swim. You've got to figure out a way to... You got to communicate or you're not.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, luckily, most of Europe, everyone speaks English as a second language. So as, you know, as narcissistic as it is very cool to know that you'll be catered to as an American. And there was one point I stayed at a hostel while I was there and there was me, a Canadian, a Brit, two guys from Greece, a Syrian, a Mexican, all speaking English to each other. And so that is, I feel like a lot of people are a little hesitant to travel by themselves, not knowing the language of the country they're going to. But English really is so prevalent everywhere that it shouldn't be a deterrent.
And this is not a question to belittle any group, but as the father of a daughter, I would be nervous about my daughter who's 20, gonna be 23, traveling by herself.
Oh, you didn't see my dad's text messages when I said, hey dad, I'm going to Mexico this weekend by myself.
Okay, alright, and that, I don't think that's being sexist.
No, not at all. It's being a parent.
Right, and you worry about your child's safety. I'd still have, if Curtis was my son and he was traveling somewhere by himself, my first thought would be, thank God. My second thought would be, I hope he's safe.
Right.
So, how do you, that has to be a concern, how do you, what additional measures do you take to ensure your safety as much as you can?
Well, I'll always log every single trip I take with the U.S. Embassy. So the U.S. Embassy always knows exactly where I am through the safe traveler program, safe traveler enrollment program.
Now, this is something new. So explain that to people.
Safe Traveler Enrollment Program, STEP. If you just Google like U.S. Embassy STEP, you can log your trip where you're going. And that way, if anything happens, the U.S. government knows that you are there. And you'll also get emails about, you know, civil riots, unrest, terrorist attacks, anything that might impede your travels.
And this can be for any, not just traveling alone. This
can be every single person ever traveling. Yeah, it's a really good service. I'd recommend it. I'll also share my location with my iPhone with my sister because I'll have service on when I travel.
Okay.
So my sister will always be able to see my little blue dot on my map. I'll send my itinerary to my parents. I'll keep in constant contact and I'll call them or text them or my sister. A lot of communication just to make sure that I am being safe. And then it's also situational awareness, you know, which anyone living in Chicago has.
Yes, exactly. Anybody who travels anywhere has that. But again, for most of us, there's at least somebody else with you.
Right.
You know? I'm glad. Thank you for not taking offense.
No, not at all.
Because some people, why? You don't think we can take care of ourselves? Sure, I do. I think everybody can take care of
ourselves.
You just
have to take the steps to best do that.
Exactly. I love that State Department tip. I had never heard of that.
It's a great tip.
And listen, I'm a target for kidnappers. I could be somewhere and someone would snatch me. I need the government to know where they can come find me.
Right, exactly.
They're not come find me. Let's take a quick break. Randy Schaefer is here. She works for the Tribune. Pick up the hard copy. Spend the $4 so you can frame this piece or read it digitally. Flying Solo, Why Traveling Alone is the Way to Go. I want to talk to you about any other concerns, but then there's a lot of benefits to traveling alone. So we want to get into those benefits, and then maybe you have some tips for people who are on the fence. They think that...
Oh, I'll convince them.
Yes, I'll convince them. They want to go. So more with Randy on the other side. It's 720 WGN. Randy Schaefer's in the studio with me. Randy is a managing editor or a content editor. What kind of editor? You're some sort of big editor. You're a big deal at the Tribune.
Small.
You're the editor-in-chief?
What do you do?
Publisher?
Maybe one day. No.
But you work at the Tribune.
Yes.
And you wrote a story. Now, it's you didn't write this specifically for the Tribune. How did it end up in today's hard copy of the Trib and on the digital edition of Tribune.com?
So I'm still trying to figure that out. But no, so I actually have a personal blog that I keep. It's just randywithani.com. And I write about just things that pique my interest, travels and food and dining. And I wrote this little blog post about why I like traveling solo. a coworker happened upon it, and she's like, why aren't you writing for the Tribune? Like,
yeah.
You're employed here. Why isn't this, like...
That's a good question.
Right.
Why aren't you writing for the Tribune?
And so, like, little old humble me is just kind of like, oh, like, pish posh, it's just for fun. And she's like, no, that's unacceptable. So she sent the link to our travel editor and was just like, you need to rewrite this and publish it. And that's kind of how it happened.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's very cool. All right. So... We talked about some of the concerns, being by yourself and not knowing the language. When you went for your first solo trip, which again, for anybody just joining us, was to Berlin for an extended weekend, which sounds, on paper, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to jet off
to
Berlin.
Fantastic in life,
yes,
as well.
To jet off and just come back. Were there other big concerns? Or even when you went on your second trip, maybe Berlin went smoothly and then it was time for your second solo trip and you went, ooh, I didn't think about this last time, but now I'm not sure.
Funny, when my second solo trip, I wasn't nervous about the technicalities because, like, I knew I could fly by myself. I knew I know enough Spanish. I knew I could make my way around Mexico. My biggest concern was, like, what if the first trip was a fluke? What if it was, like, a one-off fluke and it's not going to be that fun? And I, like, have committed myself to this lifestyle that's really, like, based on fraud. And
wow.
So that was
my... heavy.
Yeah, that was actually my concern, was nothing technical like kidnapping or, like, murder, but, like, it's not going to be fun.
Well, then, listen, nobody wants to go on a vacation and not have fun.
Right.
So that's
trivial as it sounds, yes.
That's the only reason we leave here, is to go somewhere to have fun.
Right.
You know,
what's more fun than Chicago, you know?
Nothing, but, you know, we don't, you know what? I'm going to fly to another country and hopefully I will be in misery for 7 days.
Exactly.
That's my goal, is to suffer, because I can't suffer enough at home. I have to suffer somewhere else. All right. So it was Berlin, then Mexico. Everything is going good. People might still be wondering, well, what makes traveling by yourself so good? What are some of the benefits of traveling solo?
Oh, gosh. Well, for me, I'm such a people person that I have had so much fun just meeting people traveling solo. When you're with a friend, you know, you've got that friend. You're talking to your friend on the plane, on the train, you know, like, you're out and about and you're like, oh, look at that. But if you're by yourself, it's kind of like you either have to make friends or you're just going to be by yourself. And so... When you're with a person, you have that crutch. When you're by yourself, it's, you know, like sink or swim. You make friends or you're miserable by yourself.
Now, is that something that, because for some of us, myself included, that would probably be the hardest part for me?
Yeah, and it is hard. The easiest way to do that, I stay in hostels, and a lot of hostels are frequented by solo travelers. So you just kind of head to the bar, cross your fingers, walk up to someone, you're like, where are you from? What are you doing? What have you done? What should I do? And then it kind of goes from there.
Okay. Explain the hostel the hostel kind of setup, because would people hear about that? Is it only for young people traveling solo? If I was to decide to go somewhere solo, can I stay in a hostel as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Hostels don't have an age limit. Granted, a lot of travelers are in their early 20s, but when I went to Berlin, I was 29. I had just turned 29 and I was not the oldest person in the group of people I was hanging out with. I've stayed at hostels before where I've had 50, 60 year olds in my hostel room. So travel and adventure and curiosity, it doesn't have an age limit.
All right. So one of the benefits is then meeting people. You're meeting all kinds of people from all over the world.
Right.
You do all sorts of cool things, or maybe not cool things, but they're in the same place
right.
you are. So you talk to them because it beats talking to yourself.
Yes.
All right. So there's one benefit. I'm guessing another benefit is, and please correct me, the fact that you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah. You know, I've taken trips before where a friend, she's wanted to, like, be in bed at 8 p.m. so she can get up at 6 to say, so you're making the face, and that was the face I was making.
8 p.m.
But if you go by yourself, you know, you can go to bed at 8 p.m.
Sure.
Or you can go to bed at 8 a.m. And it's really entirely up to you. And that's kind of, it's very freeing. You can see what you want. You don't have to be like, oh, you know, so-and-so made me miss seeing this major tourist attraction. Like, if you miss something, you're the only person to blame.
And in that realm, you're also at your own pace. So maybe,
exactly.
You know, you might want to see this museum.
Right.
But I like to go to the museum. I have a very, like, an hour at a museum is my limit. I'll see some galleries. I'll see the big pieces.
And if you're by yourself, you can spend 6 hours and
nobody's going to judge you. I walked in, I was there.
Right, exactly.
The
and you can, whatever you want at your own pace. And, you know, you can do the same thing multiple times. If something really strikes your fancy, nobody's going to say, like, oh, you absolutely cannot go to the Eiffel Tower 3 times. You've already seen it in a day. You can go back day after day and no one's going to say no.
And you're also controlling how much you're spending, right?
Exactly.
Because you can't, your friend isn't going, I have to go here for dinner because it's a, you know, Michelin rated.
And you're just like, I do not have a Michelin budget, my lady.
So you're doing all this on your own. Do you find it's easier to find deals traveling by yourself?
So that's actually kind of the one thing that is a little cost prohibitive is, you know, if you're with a friend, you guys can split dinner and, mm-hmm. you know, you can try more food for your money. You can split a hotel room versus by yourself where you're like, well, I'm going to have to pay for this. All of this out of pocket for all of this food I want to try. I can't share it with someone. I'm going to have to pay for the full Airbnb by myself. Right. So it is, the cost does kind of suck a little bit, but at the same time, you can save money doing other things where, you know, maybe you don't want to even go to the fancy restaurant where you'd have right. to buy the whole dish for yourself. So
now you also said in the piece that one of the benefits is a chance to live in the moment and self-reflect.
Yes.
So explain that to me.
Well, kind of like we were saying earlier, you know, like I went to the Holocaust Memorial and I was crying. And if I were with a friend, it wouldn't have had that impact. I wouldn't be able to just, you know, sit down at a park and write in my journal. And like if you're with a friend, nobody's going to want to just like hang out at a coffee shop for 3 hours and reflect and, you know, just take in the magnitude of what you're doing and where you're at. And if you're by yourself, you have all of the time in the world to really, you know, take into consideration who you are, where you're at, your surroundings, how they affect you. And it's just a very personal experience.
What was the most moving since you've become a solo traveler? A moment that, besides this one that you've just described, which I'm guessing it was very moving, a moment that affected you the most that you're glad you were by yourself?
Oh, gosh. I think that the most impactful was definitely being at the Berlin Memorial by myself. But there are just so many little moments that you wouldn't have had if you were with someone, you know, just like listening to my iPod while outside of a Mexican cenote or just sitting in a coffee shop by myself watching people. And, you know, if someone was with you, you'd be talking to them, but you get to sit back and observe and you get to realize like the best and worst parts of humanity are all parading themselves in front of you. And you don't have that if you're with somebody else and if they're drawing your attention away from the moment at present.
All right, since you brought up the worst in humanity, we've talked about the most impactful moment. A moment where you were like, boy, maybe I shouldn't have come here by myself.
Luckily, knock on wood. Is there any wood around here? I need to knock on it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't had one of those yet.
Well, that's
short
good.
Short of just kind of general, like, oh, I'm tired and I'm cranky and I need to find my hostel and I need food right away. I haven't really had a moment where I've been like, oh, this sucks. I was pickpocketed once, but okay. I guess that's just kind of the tax you pay, and I've paid the tax, and now I can continue.
And that can happen whether you're by yourself or with a huge group.
Right, and that actually happened here in Chicago on the Blue Line on my way back from a trip, ironically enough. So
that doesn't even
exactly
count.
Which is why I said knock on wood. It hasn't really happened yet.
That's a domestic crime.
Exactly.
We can't even put that in the international
crime. Don't jinx me.
No, I'm not. God forbid. All right, so if I'm on the fence, because there's people listening who are like, oh, Randy paints a pretty good picture. This sounds like something I might want to do, but I'm not sure what. What tips would you give somebody who is really contemplating pulling the trigger on starting to travel by themselves?
Oh, just do it. Just book the flight. Just book the flight. And then once you've booked it, it's either giving up the money or going for it. And I don't know, maybe I'm just a cheapskate, but I was like, I'm not giving up the money. I'm going for it.
Yeah.
So booking it is the hardest part. Once you do that, it's not all easy, but it's all worth it.
Now, going in the hostel with the hostels, like you said, you're meeting a lot of people who are traveling solo. Mm-hmm. Have you found one destination that seemed much more conducive to people traveling by themselves, or is everything kind of equal?
Well, so I use Hostel World, which is a website, just hostelworld.com, and you can kind of read about like different types of hostels, if they're party hostels or if they're chill hostels, if they're good for groups, good for solo. And I'll always look at the responses and the reviews and pick the ones that are good for solo travelers. And they usually have bars where you can meet people, or they'll have like guided tours, or they're just very conducive to getting people that are traveling by themselves together in a group for maximum enjoyment.
What about cities that have been more open for being by yourself?
As long as you're good with spending time with yourself, any city is good for a solo traveler.
So what is next? Where are you off to next?
We were talking about this earlier. This is actually my last week at the Tribune this coming week, and I'll be moving to Eastern Europe to serve in the Peace Corps for a few years.
Wow.
So hopefully lots of solo trips when I'm not busy teaching English.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a very good thing. And being in Europe, it's going from country to country is so simple.
Oh, like, yeah. They have an amazing public transit, and they've got budget airlines, and it's, you know, it's much more easy to get around Europe than it is here. So hopefully lots more solo travel in my future.
That's very exciting. And now you'll be helping humanity, teaching English in where can you say where you're going?
I'll be in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine.
In Ukraine, yes.
In Ukraine. Very nice. All right. How did your solo travel have any influence on going into the Peace Corps?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it was one of those things I always wanted to do, and I guess kind of I thought as I'd get older, I'd kind of settle into things, and no, the adventurous spirit's still there, so we're just going to cave to it, and hopefully it turns out okay.
Well, that's very exciting, and like I said, I'm not in the position. My wife would frown on me traveling by myself. But
as someone without a wife or a husband or children or a house or a dog.
If you're single and some couples, they do travel by themselves.
Yeah, and more power to them. Yeah. Maybe I'm just hard to travel with because I don't think I could do that.
You know what? On second thought, I think my wife may welcome me traveling by myself because
out of the house for a few days.
And once we're at a place I'm fine, it's the act of getting to the airport and getting through customs. And
that's the real relationship test right there.
And I'm the worst at that. Once we're somewhere.
Yeah, once you're like on a lawn in front of the White House or in front of the Eiffel Tower, you've got some cheese and you've got some wine. It's all easy cruising.
Or I'm looking at a map of the underground in London. I'm in my element.
Yeah.
It's that the unknown part.
The setting it up, that's the hard part.
Well, congratulations on the piece.
Thank you.
Good luck in Ukraine.
Thank
teaching
you.
English with the... And good luck on your final week at the Tribune.
Thank
Randy
you so
Schaefer,
much.
pick up the real newspaper. Go out today. You got
Please.
$4 burning a hole in your pocket. Pick it up, read the story. If you're like, well, you know, I have to go to 7-Eleven to get a paper, that's a hassle. Go online, tribune.com, read Randy's piece, Flying Solo, Why Traveling Alone is the Way to Go. Randy Schaefer, thanks very much for coming in. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
We will talk to you again, I hope, from maybe when you come back from
Hopefully.
Ukraine.
Maybe I'll call in.
You can go, yes, please, Curtis. We'll touch base from Ukraine. If something happens, you can be our source.
Sounds
in
great.
Eastern Europe. That'll be fantastic.